Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, November 13, 2020. Transportation Commission meeting, November 2020. The Transportation Commission met for an informal workshop on November 10, 2020. The Commission discussed the following items: COVID-19 impact on transportation funding. The Department of Transportation, DOT, reported that rail carloads continued to stay flat. Grain shipments are the highest they have been since 2007, but energy shipments such as coal, oil, and frack sand continue to drop. If these energy shipments are taken out of consideration, rail traffic is similar to 2019 levels. Commercial airport services are still low at 40% of 2019 passenger levels. Vehicular traffic is relatively flat, but is still 8% to 10% of 2019 levels, although freight traffic has remained equivalent to 2019 levels. The lessened amount of travel has had a slight impact on the Road Use Tax Fund, RUTF, since fuel excise taxes accounted for 42% of fiscal year 2020 funding. New registration fees revenue is rebounding due to the higher price of new vehicles. This has helped to offset the lower number of new vehicles sold in 2020, leading to generally no reduction in revenue compared to 2019. Annual vehicle registration revenue is down slightly, but there is virtually no COVID-19 impact on this revenue at this time. Traffic Safety Improvement Program. The DOT gave an overview on the Traffic Safety Improvement Program, TSIP, which has annual funding of about $7 million. The DOT has received 48 TSIP applications, equating to $15 million in funding requests. The DOT is recommending $7.5 million in funding for TSIP for fiscal year 2022. Integrated Corridor Management. An update was given on the Des Moines Integrated Corridor Management ICM project. This is a DOT project that focuses on improving safety, mobility, travel, time reliability, and accessibility to the roadways around the Des Moines Metro. The business meeting was also held on November 10, 2020. The commission took the following action. Administrative rules. The commission approved proposed rulemakings for 761 IAC 11 waivers of rules, 761 IAC 112 primary road access control, 761 IAC 605 license issuance, and 761 IAC 630 non-operators identification. RISE, Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE, is a program created in 1985 with the purpose of promoting economic development in Iowa through the establishment, construction, improvement, and maintenance of roads and streets. The RISE applications for the cities of Bondurant and Altoona were deferred to a future date. The next Transportation Commission meeting is scheduled for December 8, 2020. Additional information is available on the DOT website at iowadot.gov. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Austin Brinks, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2200.